Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, we focus on Shakespearean comedy. Let's begin with music by a composer who is, probably more than any other, associated with cinematic Shakespeare, and that is William Walton. Walton celebrated for his three great collaborations with Laurence Olivier, Henry V, Hamlet, and Richard III. However, the two actually participated in an earlier adaptation of the Bard, in 1936, a film version of As You Like It. Olivier didn't direct this one, rather he was featured in the role of the love-struck Orlando, opposite Elizabeth Bergner as Rosalind. It's a delightful film with an invigorating score. And here it is, Sir Neville Mariner conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, this suite from As You Like It.
Thank you.
A suite from the score to the 1936 film As You Like It, after the comedy of Shakespeare. The music was by William Walton, written some years before his knighthood. He would later collaborate with Laurence Olivier, one of the stars of the film, on three great Shakespearean masterpieces, released between 1944 and 1955, Henry V, Hamlet, and Richard III. This music for As You Like It, we've heard soprano Catherine Bott in Under the Greenwood Tree, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields was conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. Our next Shakespearean comedy is a 1934 Warner Brothers release of A Midsummer Night's Dream, intended as a showcase for the Viennese impresario Max Reinhardt. Reinhardt imported his frequent collaborator, Erich Wolfgang Korngold, to write the music, which was freely adapted not only from the famous incidental music of Mendelssohn, but also a number of Mendelssohn's other works, his symphonies, songs, and piano pieces. Korngold himself contributed a fair amount of original material, and anyone who's familiar with the rest of his output will immediately recognize his usual Korngoldian flair. This was Korngold's very first film score, and he took to it with enthusiasm. There were portions of the film that were staged and edited to suit the music, the complete opposite of the usual procedure, and for key sequences, the composer would actually stand off camera and conduct the actors as they spoke their dialogue, the better to fit what he envisioned for the underscore. A groundbreaking work in many respects, it led to Korngold being signed to a long-term contract at Warner's, and his tenure there produced memorable scores to a number of classic films, most notably those of Errol Flynn, Captain Blood, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and The Seahawk. It could be said that Korngold's work on Robin Hood actually saved his life, as he and his family were in Hollywood at the time the Nazis annexed Austria. Here are selections from this audacious film version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, the sumptuous score of Erich Wolfgang Korngold, adapted from the music of Felix Mendelssohn. Soloists and the Deutsche Symphony of Berlin, with the Berlin Radio Chorus, all under the direction of Gerd Albrecht.
Jesus, the man.
music written for a 1934 version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which featured an all-star cast made up of Warner Brothers contract players Dick Powell, James Cagney, Joey Brown, Hugh Herbert, and Mickey Rooney as Puck. It was also the first film of Olivia de Havilland. The music was by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, freely adapted from existing works of Felix Mendelssohn. Of course, the famous incidental music, but also the symphonies, a number of the songs, and piano works. Korngold was a hugely successful opera composer. Die Tote Stadt was the runaway hit of 1920. His association with Warner Brothers not only saved his life, as he was working in Hollywood during the Anschluss, but also ensured his continuing popularity amongst film buffs, as for decades his concert works fell out of favor, only to be resurrected beginning in the 1970s. By the time of the composer's centenary in 1997, his music had achieved an impressive revival, both in concerts and recordings. We've heard the Deutsche Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and the Berlin Radio Chorus under the direction of Gerd Albrecht. Music written for Shakespearean comedies this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. We turn next to Franco Zeffirelli's roistering 1967 production of The Taming of the Shrew, a vehicle for Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Nino Rota wrote the music for this infectious romp. music written for the 1967 romp, The Taming of the Shrew, Franco Zeffirelli's successfully streamlined and entertaining rendition of the classic Battle of the Sexes. Richard Burton was Petruchio and Elizabeth Taylor, Kate. This also marked the film debut of Michael York. York would appear as a memorable Tybalt in Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet, which was released the very next year. It became one of the great date movies of all time. The music for both films was composed by Nino Rota, and we've just heard Carlos Savina conducting that studio orchestra. Music from The Taming of the Shrew. Finally this hour, the most recent of our Shakespearean comedies, by a director equally adept at streamlining and entertaining, Kenneth Branagh's 1993 adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing, featuring another titanic battle of wits between Branagh's Benedick and Emma Thompson's Beatrice. With its eclectic cast of classically trained actors and pop Hollywood phenomena, Richard Briers, Brian Blessed, and Imelda Staunton, performing alongside Denzel Washington, Michael Keaton, and Keanu Reeves. Yet somehow, despite the different nationalities, ethnicities, and accents, the entire enterprise works. There's an exuberance to the over-the-top opening sequence, which sets up a momentum that carries through the rest of the film. The music is by Branagh's frequent collaborator, Patrick Doyle. Here are selections from Much Ado About Nothing.
Sigh no more, ladies. Sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore. To one thing, constant never. Then sigh not so, but let them go. And be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe.
Thank you. Thank you.
music for the 1993 adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing. The film, directed by Kenneth Branagh, starring Emma Thompson, Denzel Washington, Michael Keaton, and Keanu Reeves, alongside an impressive array of classically trained British actors. The composer, Scottish by birth, was Patrick Doyle. Doyle also providing vocal contributions, indeed along with most of the cast, from the original soundtrack. And with that music from Much Ado About Nothing, we come to the conclusion of our Hour of Music, written for Shakespearean comedy. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.